Listening Library presents Many Waters by Madeline L'Engle. Read for you by Anne-Marie Lee. Chapter 1. Virtual Particles and Virtual Unicorns. A sudden snow shower put an end to hockey practice. "We can't even see the puck," Sandy Murray shouted across the wind. "Let's go home." He skated over to the side of the frozen pond, sitting on an already snow-covered rock to take off his skates. There were calls of agreement from the other skaters. Dennis, Sandy's twin brother, followed him, snow gathering in his lashes so that he had to blink in order to see the rock. "Why do we have to live in the highest, coldest, windiest spot in the state?" Hoots of laughter and shouted goodbyes came from the other boys. "Where else would you want to live?" Dennis was asked. Snow was sliding icily down the inside of his collar. "Bali? Fiji? Someplace warm?" One of the boys knotted his skate laces and slung his skates around his neck.
"Would you really? With all those tourists?"
"Yeah, and jet-setters crowding the beach.
And beautiful people.
And litter bugs."
One by one, the other boys drifted off, leaving the twins.
"I thought you liked winter," Sandy said.
"By mid-March, I'm getting tired of it."
"But you wouldn't really want to go to some tourist's paradise, would you?"
Probably not. Maybe I would have in the olden days, before the population explosion. I'm famished. Race you home."
By the time they reached their house, an old white farmhouse about a mile from the village, the snow was beginning to let up, though the wind was still strong. They went in through the garage, past their mother's lab.